What is your future plan?
Oh, it's a big question.
When we say the marathon, everyone, do you want to explain what that means?
Well,
where are you going? What are you heading to?
We've sort of had the... So at 23, obviously I've got about 15 years left of a competitive career. It's just sort of starting. We spent the first couple of years just easing me into it and we're sort of hitting our straps now. I mean, the end goal definitely would be some sort of marathon Olympic level. Whether or not I get there, you know, I'm pretty hell-bent on trying, so I won't leave, you know, I won't leave a question that can't be answered. So, yeah, definitely that's the end. And then that means running somewhere between 2:10 and 2:14 for that Commonwealth Olympic sort of. But, I mean, that relies on me being able to run very quickly over 5K and 10K and a half marathon.
Yeah.
So that's sort of where we're still working on. You know, I've had a few changes in personnel and different people come on board, which, you know, has, again, changed things up and been good. Yeah.
Have you done a marathon before?
We've trained over the distance. I haven't raced one, but we sort of did a tempo / threshold sort of effort up to the 42K, and that was pretty promising.
Because I did one and then said never again, and then did another one and said never again. I think it's the hurt in your muscles, not your muscles, but like my hips.
Yeah,
just a shot. So
we need to get you in at the front runner to get you a
pair
of shoes.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
So living in Wanaka, how does that allow? Why here? Like, why not?
Well, good question. And that's something else you can be the first one to know. No, so we're moving back to Christchurch in March. I know. Too many people know that. A couple of important people know that. They do know. we moved to Wanaka. Katie, at the time, her mum and little sister had moved down. I was sick of living at home. And we kind of went eeny, meeny, miny, Wanaka.
Yeah.
And we came down and, you know, it's been great for us. We've met some incredibly amazing people and had a lot of good fun. Trained really hard. I guess when you get to a certain level, you need to be in the group all the time.
Yeah.
And certainly for Katie's career opportunities as well. You know, it was the right time to go up and, you know, we've got other things we want to do with life, not just run around and drink coffee.
Yeah, fair enough. The whole thing around food for you is a big part of your life. Chefing, and do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, so I started cooking when I was about the week before I turned 14. I walked into my first professional kitchen.
Whoa.
So, you know, I grew up cooking every Friday night, Saturday morning, and Sunday afternoon, you know, while I was at school. And I really enjoyed that. I think from a sporting point of view, it's definitely... hate's a strong word, but I dislike the way that the emphasis has been taken off training. I think something for me that I did struggle with for a while is you try and find the little things that you think are going to make you better, but over time it probably makes you worse because you're taking the emphasis off, is my training quality? And obviously, you know, it's been well documented that running is the only thing that makes you fast at running.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of that emphasis needs to be lifted off these little things that really, as long as you're eating a good, well-balanced diet, which is, you know, sort of what you've eaten your whole life, what's natural to where you are in the world. You know, we're not trying to change anything. You know, there's no point in me trying to eat a Kenyan-based diet because my body won't respond to it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no point, you know, so doing all that. So, you know, we grew up on meat and three veg, so meat and three veg it is.
Yeah.
And that's definitely the way I train the best and rest of the best.
Have you found anything that hinders running, like that you think, I love it or I like it, but actually it makes me feel rubbish?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's big talk around dairy and gluten and if you're intolerant or, you know, it has inflammatory properties and responses and things like that. I mean, like, gluten definitely makes me feel rubbish. I try and move away from it as much as I can. But in saying that, when you're burning 1,500 or 2,000 extra calories a day, sometimes you just need a couple of slices of peanut butter toast.
Yeah. Okay.
Or cake. Whatever you need. But it's sort of, definitely that, I guess with the internet now, there's a lot of people, it's sort of unmediated education as such, and you don't get the full picture. Someone might have tried something for 2 weeks and then told the world it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Where in actual fact, you know, a year into doing something like that, you find yourself capitulating.
So the cooking thing was part of your work life.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, when I think about people who work in a kitchen, like, it's such a It's like one of the toughest environments
yeah.
ever. I would never go near it. For me, it's like, ugh. I like to eat, I like to appreciate food, but that whole environment is... So you're, I mean, that stuff to me is about your nature, the whole, the fast pace of it, the craziness of it, the...
I mean, I guess...
something amazing.
I guess spending, what, 8 years? 8 years? 8 or 9 years? In a kitchen, 8 years? Taught me a lot of discipline. So, you know, there's a way to do something, you do it that way. You know, you turn up on time, you've got a pressed uniform, you're ready to go. You know, you're commander-in-chief type stuff. So, time management, plan. And also, I mean, in terms of future life, it taught me a lot about business and small business, which I'm passionate about. And it's helped me, you know, down the line, even though I don't cook anymore, simply because I couldn't balance the energy outputs of trying to run 100 miles a week and cook, which what was 40 to 50 hours is impossible. Well, for me, it was impossible to do both at a high level. So I'm the type of person that doesn't do something unless I can do it very well. You know, otherwise you feel like you're letting other people down. So we had to give it up.
And you've been married a year.
We nearly have, yeah. We're about 2 weeks. Don't quote me.
She's not killed you yet.
Nah, she hasn't knocked me off yet. It's been the odd occasion.
How does Katie, I don't mean put up with, because running is part of your life. And when she met you, she was like, this is part of your life. So how does she fit into or surround herself with stuff that makes it enjoyable for her, I suppose?
This is a tough one. This is a hairy one. No, I mean, I guess you can, you know, we support each other in our different endeavours, and we're very different people, which I think is quite nice. She'll be the first one down on the start-finish line, carrying a drink bottle and a muesli bar at the end of the race, which is pretty cool, and vice versa. I'll give her a hand with all her, you know, hospitality endeavours and everything she wants to do, event management, things like that. So, you know, I could use my skills in helping her pull off some events this year or last year that, you know, that was really cool. So, I mean, it's nice that we don't like the same things all the time.
Yeah.
So we can come home and I don't want to talk about running because I've run 30K today, and she doesn't want to talk about the unfortunate circumstances to do with the customer. Because I don't, you know, so we can just talk about rubbish, and that's really nice. How does she put up with me? Oh, she does it right. She does okay out of running.
She has to. Does she run?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. She rides horses. But other than that, not a lot. Which is, again, is nice. You know, the table chat's not about the latest pair of whatever or the newest, the best improved, whatever. Yeah. So, which I think is really important, especially to balance your later life balance. It's something they teach you early on in the system, is having a life balance. So, I think that's quite important.
What else do you do?
What else do I do? Since moving away from the kitchen, I tried a couple of different things. Obviously, I love being in sport. And so right now, I manage the South Island for SOS Rehydrate.
Yes.
And that takes about 30 hours of my week up. So that's opening accounts, managing accounts, staff training, you know, helping an amazing idea, a concept of a small business grow into what has been very successful and will continue to grow and be more successful. Which is a sort of a great pathway for me in learning. And, you know, Tom and James were both, you know, the highest level runners back in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, Tom competed at a very high level, over 1500 metres on the Grand Prix circuit. And James, I think, won the British Mile, you know, way back when. So, you know, they understand that there's some days where I have to turn my phone off and go and have an afternoon nap. So I do a bit of that, and then obviously a lot of sponsorship work and a lot of helping small businesses grow. And I get great joy and benefit out of that. And, you know, people come to me now for, you know, marketing concepts and other bits and pieces. You know, I did a little bit of a course on small business and enjoyed that. And, you know, just, help people take a piece of the pie, basically. Yeah.
And I might have seen you in a pair of cycling shorts.
Yeah, so I mean, I did get, I did get injured.
dun, dun, dun.
And look, to be honest, I mean, this year has not been easy in terms of running. I made a couple of mistakes. I took a body for granted. I think you're Superman.
Yeah.
You know, you're 23, you think you're unstoppable, you can run as much as you like, however you like, as fast as you like, and you can do that for a certain amount of time. But eventually it catches up on you because the body, you know, can't adapt to everything you throw at it. So, I did get injured and I did have to cycle, and that sucks. I mean, that gives you a...
Cycling's awesome.
Nah, it's horrible. Especially because Ben dragged me up the Crown Range day two of cycling. Cycling, it was good to get out and do something, but definitely the love is with running, and that, I guess, getting injured makes you appreciate that, you know, you're not superhuman.
And when you can't do something, you want to do it even more. You just want to be better. Just want that thing to go away so you can go and do the thing that you love doing.
I think there's, from an athlete point of view, you sort of go through a cycle of being injured and you sort of go, okay, you get injured and then your life's over. And then you sort of go through, okay, well, I need to get off the bandwagon and then I need to get better. And that's generally takes about a fortnight. So, I mean, I was lucky that my injury took me about 8 weeks to be able to run again. And the injury I did, you know, wasn't necessarily common, so I got to meet a lot of amazing people and medical specialists.
And learned a lot of.
And I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about my body. So when you come back, and I mean, one of the personnel changes we made was a change in coach, and Val was amazing, and she was more like a mother, or a lot like a mother, second mother. But I thought it was about time that I started to learn about my body rather than taking a training program as the be-all and end-all. It was good, and Matt's been great, and we talk back and forth most days, and it's sort of a joint venture in the training program that I'm doing and what I think I need to work on. And you know, he's a sports scientist as well, he's a biomechanist, and he's he works at the University of Canterbury, so he trains a lot of the top guys in the country, and I like his style, and I like the fact that I can have a bit of choice.
And I guess, I know this is a shameless plug, but I suppose the people that you choose to work with and who help to help you, there's reasons for that. Like, there's reasons why you've chosen that shoe over that shoe. Yeah. Who are those people and why?
I mean, the whole sponsorship journey started with
Paul. Just sounds like a nightmare.
Paul and Kerry at the Front Runner. So I give them a shameless plug, but it's not a shameless plug. No, they've been incredible. To many people. It started there, and he gave me my first pair of shoes 4 years ago now, probably, I'd imagine. And then so he saw, one day I was heading into a national championship, and he'd spoken to the guys at Mizuno saying, he had this young fellow who could run all right, and would they send down a pair of their racing flats, which was the Mizuno Ronin.
Yeah.
So I won my first national title in a pair of that, and that shoe that he ordered for me from them, which I hope he didn't have to pay for.
I'll find out anyway.
I guess that's where it sort of started, and I never expected anything from anyone, because I've never really been given too much of a helping hand in terms of that kind of stuff. So, and then I worked with a lady over in Melbourne, and she made me realize, there's the type of companies you want to be involved with. It's a to and fro thing, and I've actually let sponsors go who don't want anything from me. Because they're not benefiting me in any way. So, I obviously work with Mizuno New Zealand, and they've been fantastic. And that's been a 3-year ongoing relationship. And that's, relationship is the word I like to use. It's not a I take, and I don't want them just to shovel product on me, because that's no good for anybody. Obviously Mizuno, SOS, I obviously work for them as well. But they've been great, Suunto, GPS and heart rate watches, it's easy to use, it's simple, and they've been fantastic. Spy sunglasses, Falky socks, all my medical stuff. The list is endless, and I would be afraid to try and mention everybody with missing somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
So moving on, we have a quick fire. Stop looking at my questions. hang on a minute. Let's have a look. Did you know? Here's a did you know.
Okay.
To produce, so exercise produces happy hormones.
It does.
We know that.
Yeah.
Do you know in a top three where it comes, exercise?
In terms of producing happy hormones?
Yeah.
For me, probably number one.
Well, in human beings.
In human beings. Or any physical activity?
One, two, or three. Yeah.
I'd say one.
No, it's number three. What's number two? Do we know?
No idea.
Number two is laughing. And number one is singing.
Bless it.
So singing produces the most happy hormones out of everything else.
There you go.
Do you listen to music when you're on?
That's a good question. So Matt doesn't... Well, he suggested that we don't because you can't feel the rhythm of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I go out and run for 2.5 hours on my own, I'm going to put an iPod in.
Yeah.
It's a long time on your own hip when you've got a couple of demons. So, you know, if I've got a hard workout on my own, perhaps I'll put some music in. But yeah, generally 9 times out of 10, no.
Yeah. Because I know the difference for me, you know when you're running somewhere and you're like, oh God, I'm just so tired. I just haven't got anything else. And a certain song comes on and you're like, yes, I have got some more. I love that feeling that music gives you when you run.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean about listening to not having anything going on there. All right, quick fire. Mm-hmm. Trail or road?
Road.
Christina or Britney?
Britney.
I ask everyone.
Britney. Britney.
Oh.
1990s child.
Bleh. You're so young. Walnut or almond?
Ooh. Toasted walnuts but almond milk.
Oh, you can't give me that. mountain or sea?
Mountain.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
When was the last time that you sang to yourself?
About 2 hours ago while I was cleaning the kitchen.
Okay, when was the last time you sang to somebody else?
Never.
Ooh, good one. Guilty pleasure.
Goody gum drops ice cream.
By the litre.
Litre? I'm the tub club.
salty or sweet?
Sweet.
Something that's always in your fridge.
Biofarm yogurt.
Favourite shoe to run in?
Oh, they make 3 really good ones. Mizuno, obviously, but I prefer the Mizuno Wave Sayonara.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love that shoe.
Mm.
Would you like to be famous? Yes question.
Yes.
In what way?
In the way that inspires others to do great things.
Awesome. And if you have one album that you have to listen to for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, I have no idea. NZ Top 40 on repeat.
I love it. Oscar,
thank
you so much. No problem. It was a pleasure.
All good.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And we'll chat soon.
Yes, we will.
Goodbye.